Good morning, everyone around the world. This is the Mike and Ape Show, and you're listening to it right now.
You're damn right. Oh, me or you? Or everybody's listening to it.
Everybody's
now. Yeah.
Listening. If they could hear what I just said, they're listening.
You know, right? I'll tell you, this is the little show that could, because I went to Kennedy Airport, and you know me, how bright and cheerful I am in the early morning, right? So
You're absolutely the worst person on the planet to try to talk to in the early morning.
I've heard that, and that's gender non-specific, all right? I've heard that from women. I've heard that from men. I've heard that from ex-bosses who fired me because of that. Mm-hmm. Seriously. That's why I drive a cab. So, anyway, I go into the coffee shop, and it's like, hey, Vasily, how you doing? Out of JFK, because I'm JFK Mike. So I say, yeah, let me just get a toast bagel with jelly and a, hey! I was like, oh, Jesus, what happened? You're JFK Mike! Why won't they DLC? What you have to talk about from now on is it... And this goes on for like maybe at least 10 or 15 cab drivers come up to me because they hear my dopey voice.
Why don't you wear sunglasses?
I have to wear voice glasses.
Voice glasses.
I'm half Czechoslovakian and half Irish, so maybe I'll talk with a brogue or with... Like a Berlin Wall accent, and I'm like, oh, you know. So, but that's the story. That's good news. I mean, not everybody. Let's put it this way: not everybody looks like Carolyn when they recognize my voice. So it's not the beautiful women, but the almost beautiful cab drivers. So it's a growing thing. So you see, Carolyn sent me something here. Well, our friend Carolyn.
Well, what she sent you.
Bring that beauty together.
What she sent you was a, and I have it right here. It's something, you know, that's been on the TLC website for who knows how long. And it's a notice of how to, it's introducing on-demand wheelchair accessible taxi transportation throughout Manhattan. And it's instructions on how to call a wheelchair taxi if you need one. Okay, and she said she had to go through five walls of links before she found this. Okay, in other words, it's stashed away on the TLC website, you know, hiding from you know, it should be right out there in front, and it's not. Okay.
Whoa! In the words of a great limo driver, whoa! I'm seeing where Accessoride is dispatching trips to Super Shuttle and Uber.
Well, we don't know. I don't know personally about that. That is, you know, there are accusations of that, okay?
Reports
of that. I don't know if I want to call it an accusation. But this particular PDF file should be posted throughout. It should be on every bus stop, advertising thing in New York City. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, I wish I had the money to do that. I didn't win the Super Powerball this week, I'm sorry to say. Okay, because I had big plans. I had big plans if I did. And one of them was to buy every bailout, every medallion that was being foreclosed on. Okay?
And then move back to the city and straighten everything out, yeah.
Yeah, right, but I didn't win the Powerball, unfortunately. Well, fortunately for some woman in Massachusetts, she did. And she was laughing. Yeah. She came right out and told everyone. But look, getting back to the wheelchair thing, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And I've posted this now on NYC Taxi News, and I'm going to post it in a few different places on the website to make sure and everybody sees this, okay? At least on NYC Taxi News. It really should be... In the Daily News, it should be in the New York Times, it should be, you know, in every newspaper in New York, so that anybody who needs this service knows exactly what to do, okay? Benefits and features of our service available to you 24/7, 365 days a year, no reservations necessary, but readily accepted. Wheelchair-accessible taxis respond to trips originating in Manhattan and ending anywhere in New York City's five boroughs. There are no extra costs to passengers. Passengers pay the regular metered taxi fare in New York City from the point of pickup to their destination. Accessible vehicles in the New York City fleet include both rear and side-entry minivans and side-entry MV1 mobility vehicles. All drivers who operate wheelchair-accessible taxi cabs have been trained in wheelchair assistance, boarding and deboarding protocols, disability awareness, and passenger sensitivity. Okay.
Right.
There are five ways.
That's all on the poster.
Yeah. There are five ways to request a wheelchair accessible taxi. Number one, call 311. Number two, call the dispatch center directly, 646-599-9999. Three.
Now, let me say real quick. Let me just jump in there with this reading thing. I see acceptabledispatch.com. I don't see .gov or taxi.gov or anything. I see accessibledispatch.com. So is this a private company that is?
I don't know.
The poster thing?
I don't know. But if it whatever it is, private or public, this should be out there, you know, out there somewhere.
Out there.
Yeah. So that people who need the service will call the service, and like you were telling me, you know, the guys that are driving the wheelchair taxis are making money, and they're keeping it quiet. Right. Okay. But let me just finish this. Okay. Number three. Text a request. Text a request, 646-400-0789. Number four, use our free customized mobile app, WOW, Taxi Wheels on Wheels, okay?
Right.
Or order online at accessibledispatch.com, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can I say? You know, I mean, you know, why isn't this out there in the public? Why isn't this on every rooftop taxi? Okay, I don't know.
Well, this is the other thing. Why isn't this? I mean, we've been collecting 30 cents per trip per day per driver in yellow and green cars. So it's apparently a big like mountain of money to do stuff. And I think now that we've collected the money, there are probably some snakes in the grass who want to basically take our money for their purposes. Now, this is very scary because we've done the right thing. We bought Medallion wheelchair-accessible vehicles and blah, 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 picked up the wheelchair. And now somebody apparently is going to forward these calls to someone else because here's the thing. The drivers, I'll be straight. We're business people, okay? We want to know plus and minus. We have to look at numbers. We're not sitting in a row with the TLC with a day glow poster saying, "Taxis roll!"
Okay,
like a couple
come
of
on,
people
Mike,
have done.
Mike,
I'm serious.
Yeah, okay.
I'm serious.
I know, but just say the words.
Can I finish my thought, please?
Yes.
Can I finish? Because I'm saying, as opposed to a responsible thing, we need taxis for all, they get a few people who are just professional yellers, okay? And they go to these events and insult me because I'm always out there hustling and grabbing people in wheelchairs and cradling them in my arms into the cab. And the last thing I want to hear is someone screaming like a banshee at the TLC, not listening to reason as opposed to listening to reason. Now, the next step with this PDF flyer I'm looking at right now is this should be a 2x3 poster, 2-foot-by-3-foot poster in every single clinic and doctor office in the city of New York.
Right.
And the cabs, we now have cabs on the road that can do this. They're looking for fares. And the other thing where the cabbies are making money is, I'll be honest with you, they have to make it more of a payment to the driver to go pick up a person in a wheelchair, okay? Because the drivers are making money now because apparently accessible rides, which does not involve a person in a wheelchair, are being sent to the drivers, they're making money with that, but apparently now somebody wants to get that redirected to other segments of the industry which haven't complied with the ADA Act, in my opinion. So now we have a problem. Now we have a problem where we're retrofitting our industry for yellow cabs and for green cars, and the money that's supposed to be compensating drivers and taxi owners to retrofit our industry to compensate, to take care of people in wheelchairs, is going somewhere else? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think that's the law. I don't think the public knows
well,
that.
Well, let me just say this. Can I jump in here? Okay. The 30
no.
cents a
no,
no. Yes. The 30 cents a trip, the 30 cents per trip that's being collected by New York City taxi drivers, okay, they could argue, well, that isn't the taxi driver's money. That's just money they're collecting, just like they're using us to collect the MTA money. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You know that. You know they could make that argument, which to me is unbelievable if they try it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or the goal of anyone to say, well, it's not the taxi driver's money. They're just collecting it from the passengers, so we could do what we want with it. Okay, I don't think they've done that yet. I don't think they've done that yet, and I would say to them, if you're thinking of doing it, you got some nerve. Okay?
Yeah.
But okay, yeah. But all this money should be used to help the accessible taxis get business, okay? And
right.
And what's up with this Manhattan only? Okay, it should be in all five boroughs. Because if it's not, because the green cars are paying it also. Am I correct about that? Okay.
You're 1,000% correct. Yes.
Right. So it should be in all five boroughs. If you need a wheelchair, you call this number for a taxi. Period. End of sentence. End of paragraph. End of thought. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Well, I still have a few thoughts, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, go ahead. You know, you said you wanted to address the subject, and it's a great subject. So get on it.
Well, the other thing I just like to say is, we are in a situation now where we're trying to make it happen. And I talked to some drivers. He said, one guy said he was collecting accessible rides, and the money was coming in like a little slowly because he said he had collected 50 cents a trip. 50 cents a trip goes to the driver. And that's the big rally guy. 50 cents a trip goes to the driver. And this one guy was saying, well, you know, I collected, let's say, I'm supposed to get a check for $85. That's how many trips I did. I was waiting for a check for $85. He said, I got a check for $47. And he's got, I'm trying to find out where the rest of that went. I said, well, it's the big hoopla is you drive this van, it's 50 cents per trip for the driver. Now, I'm hoping there's no chicanery where all of a sudden somebody else gets their hooks in it and say, oh, no, it's not. It's for the driver, but blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, we have to compensate the drivers for doing this, you know.
Yeah, okay, so there may be some hanky-panky going on.
There may be. Okay. Well, we got the high priest of hanky-panky, apparently, is in the jackpot now. So one person who we will not mention by name.
Right.
Apparently, as they say, he's done.
okay, well, let me say this. Right now I put a link on the main page of NYC Taxi News for everyone to read this flyer, okay, this PDF thing, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a link other places on the website so that you can't really miss it, all right?
Yeah.
I want everybody who's listening to this show and everybody who goes to NYC Taxi News, and we're getting 500-600 page visits a day, okay?
We really are. It's great.
We are. Yeah. Okay. I want everybody to read this, okay, and take it upon yourself to let other people know, okay, and let people know where they can read it, okay, and and take it upon yourself to see what you can do to get it out into the public, okay, one way or another, you know, right. be it just word of mouth, Or talk to people and convince them that this should be, like I said, in the Daily News, in the New York Times, NBC4, CBS Channel 2, okay, WB Channel 11, right? Is that still WB?
Should be an expose. Right. Should be. You know, let me tell you something. I'm so sick and tired of these news people. Everything is Trump.
Yeah.
Forget Trump. He's not going anywhere.
I already forgot Trump, and I don't even want to talk about Trump. Okay.
No. But the point being is we have to start getting some news about local issue that matters, because everybody wants to be a big shot and have these national story and a national feed and a national. Listen, do some stories about the guy or the gal in the wheelchair who can't, you know, has to wait 20 minutes for a cab, when we could cut that time by like 2/3 if they just had posters up and the city wouldn't have to pay so much money. But the other thing I want to talk to you about with this wheelchair thing, which a couple of cabbies have made great points about, we don't have, a lot of these cabbies aren't strapping 20-year-old athletes. We have some older drivers like me, like you. I mean, we're still in shape, but you got guys who are like, you know, 70 years old, 80 years old. How are they going to physically be able to negotiate pushing a non-motorized wheelchair into/out of cabs? There should be some designation. I mean, what they really want to do, something responsible, they could give like a special waiver to older drivers, or say, okay, well, the wheelchair program is for, it's like a diamond license where the driver does everything. Because if you want to pick up accessible ride people, you get some people with a broken leg or broken arm, okay, they can get in a cab with this program. But if you have someone who's a quadriplegic in a regular non-motorized wheelchair, and the responding person, where the dispatch comes out blind, nobody knows what this is. What if the responding person is someone who's almost like 2 years away from a wheelchair himself? So we have some serious issues with this whole deal here. I mean, honest to God, they just panicked with the political aspect, but they covered their you-know-whats with the political aspect.
Yeah, I know.
Now we actually want it to work, but and there are some things that have to be done right away.
Okay, so what you're saying is there should be an opportunity for those that aren't physically able to handle wheelchairs but are physically able to drive taxis, right?
Right.
Should correct. They should be excused from the responsibility. That's what you're saying.
They should be given a waiver from like the serious physical labor runs, because the call comes out blind. You don't see if it's a excessive, if it's a guy with a limp or if it's a quadriplegic in a wheelchair. You don't see that.
There should be a special designation for those drivers that aren't able to handle those kind of calls.
Bingo.
And that's it. You know, I mean, you know, maybe it might require a doctor's note or something. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, they know that those drivers, can opt out of a wheelchair call for that reason.
Right.
Okay. And I don't want to go any further with this, but that's pretty much all there is to say about it. Okay. And it makes a lot of sense.
The other thing.
There are people in the military. I was in the U.S. Army that, for one reason or another, are excused from doing combat.
Right.
Okay. All right. But they're still able to serve in other capacities. You know, they could do office work. They could do things that are necessary, but doesn't require the physical ability to do other things. Okay.
Right.
And if you could drive and still make money driving a taxi, then you should be allowed to. But if you're not physically able to handle wheelchairs, then that should be noted. Okay.
All right, we're going to bookmark this conversation because we are going to pursue this, because this is win-win stuff that has to be done immediately, because there's no sense. First of all, there's no sense why the publicity hasn't been done. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to do these things up at Taxi Commission and City Hall. And now that the money is in a fund where you have the resources to at least spend $10,000 for publicity on just posters and flyers, what's the big deal? We're going to look into that. We're going to find out who is doing stuff, and we're going to find out why it's not being done.
Okay, let's move on, Mike. You have five things here that you wrote that you want to talk about. Okay, number two is you want to talk about the taxis at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I mean, this is something I want to talk about. I mean, we have very little in the form of what used to come out on the passenger information monitor for yellow cabs was every now and then we get a beep, fares available at the Javits Center, which means the cabbie has to go empty to the Javits Center on a busy Friday. How would you do that? Would you go off duty? Would you pass other people to go to the Javits Center?
No. I used to get those, and if I was busy, I was busy. But it's good for the taxis that aren't busy; they can go there. Okay, it's just Mike, it's just an alert that there's business in a certain place, and if you're available, go there. Okay.
But I mean, it's a ridiculous alert because this is again with the people who've never driven cabs. They don't know the reality of these alerts, because if it's so busy, why in God's name would you go, let's say, from the Empire State Building over to the west side of Manhattan Javits Center for free with no financial incentives? And that's why it's...
In the neighborhood, Mike. You may be in the neighborhood. You may be rolling down 11th Avenue empty and about to turn left on 42nd Street, and you get an alert that this Javits Center is busy, so you go, I'll just go right over there. Okay, so there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with getting an alert.
Well, the other thing is, if I can finish, the alerts have dried up. I don't see any alerts anymore.
Okay,
and there's no incentive to lure cabbies over there, like saying, "We'll give you there's a $5 over the meter or a $10 over the meter, dare I say, a surge opportunity at Javits Center or group riding.
Well, there's a good reason why there's no alerts anymore. It's because these fares are being eaten up by illegal taxis or right. illegal, I'll say illegals. I wouldn't call them taxis. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, even, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, this has been going on for the longest time. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would see this going on over the Javits Center. People walk out, you know, they need to go to the airport. They'll usually when the shows break up, the next stop for a lot of these people that were running the shows is, airport. Right. And they hang out there in front of the Javits Center. Okay, these illegals, and they hustle them just like they're doing at the airport.
It's disgusting.
It certainly is. Okay, and I've gotten into confrontations with these people, you know, back in my days. Okay,
me too.
I mean, you know. And they're still there. They got to be right. eliminated. They have to be eliminated. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and I'll tell you something. I'm starting to wonder about some of these so-called. Security rent-a-cop guys, because I'm wondering if they're getting hit off like $5 and $10 to allow this to happen, because it's their job to not allow it to happen.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Go ahead.
Okay, I would not be surprised if they're getting hit. You said.
Kennedy Airport. I'm over at Terminal. Terminal 5, which is supposed to be the big whoop-de-doo JetBlue thing. Mm-hmm. The Uber cars are infested in front of Terminal 5, and these people have to literally walk, I'll say, a quarter of a mile to get a yellow cab by a porta potty, and there's a garbage bin, and there's an elevator, and blah, blah, blah. So by the time they get to the yellow cab, it's basically the fare, the cab ride that the hustlers and the Uber, there's a fake Uber drivers don't want. And I see dispatchers over there, and I see the security guards with a little security guard, like, Jeep, and there's a security guard booth and a security blah, blah, blah. They say, hey, what are you doing here? What they're doing there is texting their friends. They're texting their friends, and I wouldn't be surprised if more than a few of these security guards, it's like, what's the chicken, what's the egg? It's like, well, here's the thing. You become a security guard over there, every fake Uber driver is going to hit you with $10 to sit in front of the terminal, because they're not supposed to be sitting in front of the terminal. They're supposed to be in a lot waiting to be dispatched. So, and that's also, God help us, going to be the new TWA hotel. And we really have to start asking these taxi guys, say, listen, you want to be the so-called taxi big shot, start doing some stuff to protect your industry. These guys are just... I don't know what they do. I mean, they're supposed to have some people looking out for this. I mean, do they have any point people just to physically go out to the airport and monitor stuff and then report to the taxi commission? I don't know, but I'm very leery of some of these security guards at this stage of the game.
Okay, I do believe that it's being worked on in some manner, but it needs to be done better. Okay. But just talking about it here, maybe the right people will hear about it. And there is a bill in front of the city council by, I forgot his name, Gorodnik, is that his name?
Gorodnik, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And he expects by the end of the year for this bill to have teeth and snuff out some of these illegals. Okay.
If not all
of them, you know, but I've heard this all before. You know, and action speaks louder than words, and let's see what happens, okay? I mean,
yeah.
If it was up to me, if I was the mayor, I'm not running, okay? If I was the mayor...
Why not? Why not? Why aren't you running for mayor?
Well, because you wanna sponsor me? I don't have any funds, you know?
All right? I got $10.
Yeah, okay, that won't get me, okay, but, you know, I would make this a top priority, okay,
yeah.
I would have the police in on it, I would not only the TLC. I mean, the TLC enforces, you know, I mean, there was a thing a couple of weeks ago where they were handcuffing an Uber driver at JFK Airport, and people are crying, abuse, you know, I mean, their hands are strapped. They're trying to do their job, and people are saying, you're not doing it correctly. You know, you shouldn't handcuff the guy. You know, no, you shouldn't handcuff him. You should just grab him by the neck and throw him in jail. That's all. You know, I mean, come on.
That's right.
You know. I mean, no, but seriously, I think the police should be in on this. They shouldn't be looking the other way. All right.
Right.
You know, the police is supposed to enforce the laws, not enforce the laws they want to enforce.
Right. Okay. Sadly, the police, out of self-preservation, sometimes within the rank and file, they look at all this mess and say, "Listen, we got to start going for the easy pinch." And I'll give you one guess who the easy pinch is when it comes to stuff like this. It's the yellow cab driver who has licenses and numbers all over the place, fingerprinted, drug tested. So they got to show they're doing something. So they start messing with the yellow cabs.
Yeah, perhaps we should bring the National Guard in to look at the Javits Center. Unfortunately, the National Guard is run by the governor. And need I say more?
You get the 10-4 because
okay.
The other thing, I guess, just at the airport, you have erosion of the tourist base because the tourists come into Kennedy Airport. Here's the thing: they get off the plane, they're basically strip searched by the TSA, depending on the whims of the so-called security alert at the time. So after an hour and a half of getting off the plane, they have to walk a half hour to get a cab, and while they're walking to get a cab, they're basically molested in the terminal, for lack of a better word, by criminals and crooks and hustlers. And then they get on the cab, and then they go in the Van Wyck where the grass isn't cut, and it's 3 feet long, and there's graffiti and blah, blah, blah. These people aren't going to come back again. So you have millions of people coming in to visit New York instead of them saying, "Oh, what a wonderful experience. The airport was so clean, and the taxis were so wonderful." Now they're going to say, "Oh, get in the airport. You've got to be kidding me." So that's the end of that tourist base.
Yeah.
And de Blasio, if he gets elected, he's going to be maybe another mayor for another either 3 months or another 4 years, depending on whatever. But the tourist base is forever. That's our bread and butter. For me, as a yellow cab driver, I make a lot of money off the tourist base. And I want these people to stop screwing around and get it together because you're supposed to be doing your job, for God's sake.
Okay, Mike, let's focus on what you wanted to talk about. Okay, I have a list here. Okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's okay that what you're saying, all right, but what is going on at the U.S. Open? You're saying taxis are doing okay at the U.S. Open. If they're doing okay, why do you think that is?
Well, they're doing okay because there's apparently Uber has raised their rates substantially between the surge rate and now they have tipping, which I'm not against tipping, but it is 15% more, apparently, to get an Uber car if you want to tip the cabbie. So it's 15% more for the cabbie. Then you have the actual rates itself are going up. Then you have surge pricing and all this blah, 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 versus walking to a yellow cab or a little burrow green cab, hopping in and going away. But to do that, they've made, again, with the line for the yellow cab and the line for the green car, you have to physically walk, I think it's like a quarter of a mile. I mean, this is crazy. It's a quarter of a mile to the taxi cab and the green cab stand, which is under the elevated train that goes to the city, and you walk past the Uber cars, which are right outside the stadium. They're right out. The Uber cars have a place to sit right outside the stadium, but if you want to take a yellow cab or a green cab, you have to physically walk maybe like a quarter mile away from the stadium over to the yellow cab and green car station, which is literally underneath the subway platform that goes into the city. So they haven't exactly incentivized fares for yellow and green cabs, but they've rolled out the red carpet for Uber cars, which they let sit in front of the stadium when the people got out.
And so you're saying, and you're saying despite this handicap, the taxis are still doing okay.
Well, despite this handicap, I mean, thank God these tennis people, they look, you talk about, body shaming. I feel guilty every time I see them because they're all playing tennis and they're in shape. So, you know, but they can't, so they can walk that little bit to get the cab. And they, you know, I guess when the surge kicks in, you're basically saying, listen, why don't we just walk over to a yellow cab and save $15? Which I think a lot of people have no problem doing.
Let me ask you: Have you been on those lines with the taxi?
I've been on the lines when the alert comes out into the taxi system, like when it's like you hear a little beep, and then it says alert: taxis needed at the U.S. Open. And I mean, unfortunately for me as a yellow cab driver, I'm looking to basically get something with a fare of distance or
let me say something here. Let me tell you what I would do. Okay, I would get on the same line. I would get on the same line with my yellow taxi that the Ubers are on.
Okay, you would just bum rush the line.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, this is a four hire vehicle line. I'm a four hire vehicle, just as they are. Okay.
Right.
I used to do that at Main Street Flushing. You know what I used to do at Main Street Flushing when all of these illegal cars would line up at the taxi stand that was on Roosevelt Avenue and Main Street?
Mm.
Okay.
What happened?
I would go to the front of the line and park my taxi there.
Good.
And I used to say to myself, let them say something.
Yeah.
Nobody ever said a word.
Oh, really?
Yes. I did this many times at 11 o'clock at night, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, okay? I used to go because I felt, you know, this says taxi stand. The sign up there said taxi stand. It didn't say gypsy stand, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know something, I cannot tell you how many times people would get into my taxi and say, "Boy, am I glad to see a yellow cab here."
Exactly.
Okay.
And
why was that? Because the yellow taxi has a meter, and you know that that's what you're going to pay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they should have a sign for some of these things that says, if you want to get ripped off by an unlicensed driver, please wait here. If you want to get a taxi with a legal rate and licensed and drug-tested drivers, please wait here. They should have two separate lines, right?
Well, listen, you know these Uber cars that are online there, they're not supposed to be online. They're supposed to be dispatched. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You know. I wonder how many people are getting into these cars and being given a cash rate by the drivers. Okay,
right.
as seen in other places, there are two videos that I put up this week on the video page. Okay, where they've been busted, I should say, in New York City and on the streets. And at the LaGuardia Airport, okay, you know, mm-hmm. with the people saying, "Oh yes, I get you an Uber, and the agent that was setting them up said, "Now this is cash, right? And you're getting me an Uber. This is cash, right?" And they go, "Oh yes, yes, cash, no app. We go cash." And you can see this video. Go to the NYC Taxi News video page, okay? And I'm going to go there right now. I'm going to tell you what to look for, okay? I'm going to go to the front page. I'm going to click on video guide, okay, which is on the page, okay? And just where it says new videos begin here, number one, NYETA stings Uber driver in illegal New York City street pickup and more. And number two, illegal Uber pickups at LaGuardia Airport. Okay?
Right.
Watch those two videos. Everybody, watch those two videos because it's going on all over the city of New York in all five boroughs.
Oh, yeah. This is
okay? Right.
And where's this video again? I'm going to watch it myself.
Go to the NYC Taxi News. Go to the main page and scroll down just below the WB ad and the King Brokerage ad. Okay, and you see it says video guide plus 200 plus videos, all TLC meetings, city council hearings. Click here, click there, it'll take you to the video page. Okay, and in the video guide, we have all the videos I've ever posted are up there. Okay, but
wait,
right
wait,
at the
wait,
top.
Wait, 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 wait. Okay, just for the yeah. the from a primary start. First of all, the new website looks great. This is fantastic. So you got in the upper left the Mike and Abe and Taxi Dave stuff. Now, where am I going again for all your stuff? Okay, from the top. I'm at the little.
There are two links. There are two links on that page for the videos. The one is in the yellow menu where it says. Video guide, video guide, and the other one is just below the WB ad, okay, where it says video guide. I have it in two places, okay.
And so, you mean that little thing on the right? Yeah, okay.
No, the
click
thing
your
on,
life. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What, I don't know. What are you saying on the right? What's on the right?
I see. Must watch TLC meeting from April. That's interesting. And so where is the other thing?
No, not on the right, Mike, on the left. The menu on the left, which says current taxi news articles, and underneath that is the taxi Dave's newspaper.
Paper, yes.
Yeah, and right under that it says video guide. That's one place.
Correct.
Okay. And then you just move over just to the next column to the right, and underneath... Mm-hmm. Our friend at WBTaxi.com.
Right.
It says video guide, 200 plus videos, all TLC meetings, city council hearing, click here. Takes you to the same place, as the other video guide. I sometimes put links in two places so people don't miss them. Just as I put a link right above the menu on the left for that accessible ride PDF. You see where it says?
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great.
Okay, all right. Okay, and you click on the video guide, link, and it'll take you to the video guide. Okay?
There
are videos that I want to keep up on top always, and I think I'm going to add these two to that list, okay? But right now it says new videos begin here, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the first one says NYETA stings Uber driver in illegal NYC street pickup and more. Illegal Ubers right underneath. Illegal Uber pickups at LaGuardia Airport. Watch those two videos. Okay? Have you watched those videos yet, Mike? No.
Not yet, but I'm all over it.
Okay. Yeah. I know the man that is in the video. I know who he is. I won't reveal his name, but he'll be recognizable. Okay?
Right.
To many in
spoiler
the
alert. Spoiler alert. You don't want to tell who's in the video.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, watch those videos. Okay. Now.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, you know, what about our supporters? Do you want to talk about them?
Absolutely. Let's run through the supporters on the website. Going from the top, we have the MTBOT ad where they say, leave the yellow taxi cab from MTBOT operators. Why? And underneath they tell you, free defensive driving and wave course training. Free online TLC application and renewal processing. Free legal representation at Oath, Port Authority, Traffic, and Criminal Court. Free experienced MTBOT staff members to work directly with drivers. If you want more information about the MTBOT operators, you can contact 718-784-4343 and ask for Mr. Kanchan Das at 718-784-4343 and ask for Kanchan Das. Underneath that, we have Checker Management, located in Long Island City. Their phone number is 718-361-6300. Make it happen. Buy your next shift at Checker. Their phone number is 718-361-6300, and they're located at 11-05 38th Avenue in Long Island City. And you can check out their website at goyellow.nyc. Underneath that, to the lower left, we have the good people of WBTaxi.com. WBTaxi is located at 35-11 43rd Avenue, again in Long Island City. Their phone number is 718-729-7777. And they have great low daily shift prices, weeklies, dailies, hybrid fleet cars are available. So call them at WB Taxi, 718-729-7777. And out in Brooklyn, we go over to King Brokerage Taxi Medallion Leasing. They're located at 68-14 5th Avenue in Brooklyn. Their phone number is 718-833-8110. Be your own boss. Purchase a new NV200 wave cab and earn up to $35,000 in bonuses And you got to ask them for more information about that, because that looks like a pretty good deal. So check out King Brokerage in Brooklyn and ask them how you can get your grubby little paws on that $35,000. So ask NY, go to King Brokerage out in Brooklyn. Their phone number out in Brooklyn is 718-833-8110, and they're right off the BQE at the 6th Avenue exit, so you can just pop in, pop out, see what they have to say. Also, let's go over to the right side, Taxi, CPA, tax expertise for drivers, which we all need. And you can check them out at www.taxicpa.com. Tony Tax, and his phone number is 718-413-6126. As I click around the board here, I think we're in good shape. And we got a couple of people come in and go out of the cover of this website. So we're very appreciative for them. And also, you know, you're hearing this, and if you out there in cabby online internet radio line want to get your business rolling, you can contact nyctaxinews.com. That's nyctaxinews.com. Just go to the little happy face at the bottom of the first page of this publication, and you'll see information right there next to our site visits, which, by the way, Abe, are about to break 250,000 site visits. Unbelievable. So anyway, jump back to you.
Okay. Okay, you got it all, Mike. All right, what can I say? Great job. All right.
At least I can do something, right?
Mike is my new ad pitchman. Okay.
I just cut my own throat.
Yeah. Listen. Let's get back to the show here. We do have a few minutes left. I'm just going to read off what you wanted to talk about, and I don't know if we have time for all of this. Okay. But you wrote down, where is the Group Ride TLC alerts at the ball games and the Open? Okay.
Last thing on that is 50,000 people get out of a Mets game, 50,000 people get out of a Yankee game, 20,000 people get out of a tennis match, 20,000 people get out of a Knicks Ranger game or concert. Where are the alerts from TLC? All we do is we get alerts from Inky Dinky. We need cabs at in the middle of nowhere where nobody wants to go. So I'm just curious, who is the button pusher to tell cabs are needed, and why are we never coordinated with group rides by these stadiums? We have 12,000 cabs that could go out there if we were notified and if we were incentivized. And right. I'm just wondering who is not doing that. Who is supposed to be doing
Mike,
that, and who is
Mike,
not doing that? Yeah.
This falls into the category of broken promises. Okay, when they installed the equipment in the taxis back in, I believe it was 2008 already. Okay, it's been almost 10 years since they did it.
Right.
They promised us that they would give us alerts. Okay, what they didn't promise us was who would do these alerts. Okay, and how they would from year to year be handled. Okay,
correct. Yes.
All right. Now there should be an automated computer system where somebody at Yankee Stadium picks up or goes online or whatever and types in alert now, and that somehow computerized gets to all the taxis. That would be the perfect system to do. In other words, just let somebody at Yankee Stadium say the ball game just ended, or let somebody at Citi Field say the ball game just ended. Let somebody at Madison Square Garden say the ball game just ended. Okay, very simple.
Right.
Just make click something, one mouse click, and all the taxis are alerted. That's my vision. Okay, what really should happen? My vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay?
I'll tell you, you're halfway there, because part of that vision should be to incentivize cabbies to go there, either like a $10 surcharge, pickup charge to go all the way to the stadium, or some kind of group ride with people who are participating group riders. And I'm just wondering, it's like you're dealing with a nap room. Everybody's supposed to be helping to get people around, and I think there's a lot of people up there who just, you know, in the city, they're incentivized not to do anything, which is insane.
And let's not forget the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
The Barclays Center, oh my God, that's a gold mine. I've never heard anything coming out of the Barclays Center for cabbies. And that would be great because a lot of Barclays Center people go back to Manhattan. So if you're taking a cab out to Brooklyn, you could get a fare going back to Manhattan. But there's nothing. What is there some, like, evil operation going on where they're squashing logic?
Well,
at the
you know, Mike, when I used to drive, I used to keep track of the Knick games and all this stuff. I used to keep track of the Met games. You know, it's all on the radio. You know, you listen to the radio. And I would keep track of, you know, and now it said the Nets. Was the Nets at the basketball team in the Barclays Center, right? You know, if you know, if you're out in Brooklyn, you know, you're probably going to come back to the city, you know, take Flatbush Avenue to the Manhattan Bridge. That's one way. And you're going to pass by the Barclays Center. You know, keep yourself, you know, you can alert yourself. Just put the radio on and see if there's a basketball game going on there. Do they have any hockey there at the Barclays Center? Do you know?
They had the Islanders. I think this is another thing that's crazy is I think the Islanders are playing in there now for like 2 or 3 years, and they're working on some deal. So there's a lot of action for taxis apparently coming out of the Barclays Center, and they have concerts. So I don't know if there's some fifth columnist agent provocateur at the taxi commission who keeps squashing these ideas. But as you can see, sadly, a lot of folks, when they quit the taxi commission, they go straight to work for our friends over there. At you know where, I'm not going to say where, but, and I'm wondering if they're being incentivized not to help tax yellow cabs and green cabs with common logic.
Okay. Well, you know, we have to fight back, okay, and we could fight back just by being there, okay?
Right.
All right?
Here.
So, and you know, take the, somehow, some way, you know, the taxis have to unite and fight the forces that are making
The power.
Fight the power. Okay. Right. All right. Now, number four, elections in New York City. What about
elections in New York? Well, here's what I have right now. As one cab driver called it, they have Mayor de Blasio, who probably has a rock solid 42% going into re-election, which is not great for an incumbent mayor. But he's probably got a rock-solid 42% because he's been throwing money at the unions and he's been kissing butt up and down the political avenue. But he's got about 42% for the general election, and he's probably going to wipe out this guy, Sal Albanese.
Yeah.
And then it jumps into Nicole Malliotakis, who apparently is the Republican frontrunner. So right now, going into the general election, but really I'm butchering this, pardon me. I'm better with that. So probably right now, as we live and breathe, de Blasio is going to get 42%. Nicole Malliotakis from Staten Island, the Republican, is probably going to get 28%. And we literally have about 30% of the electorate up for grabs, noncommittal, as we speak now. So Malliotakis, who one cab driver said, oh, what's her name? The girl from Staten Island, which nobody ever heard of before. Then a no-name from Staten Island is getting 28% of the mayoral vote from a Republican as we speak. Mm-hmm. So that's the wonderful job de Blasio and his cronies are doing at City Hall, where a woman from Staten Island who nobody knows or heard of literally in the city before, in my opinion, is going to, right now she's at 28% as a Republican. So
Mike,
if you know anything about New York City policy, that's how
Mike,
horrible.
I'm just going to ask you one question. Who do we want to be mayor?
You know, some insight into this is the old bet of the devil you know. I mean, de Blasio has done a few crumbs off the table, given us some crusts of bread for the yellow cab. He has talked about a fare increase for yellow cab drivers moving forward. And, Abe, you know, I just really want to know, like, with Malliotakis, what her stand is on transportation. Everybody keeps saying, oh, transportation, subway, trying to... Okay, what is your physical deal with the transportation? They all talk about all this broad stuff to play it safe, but we have to start getting into brass tacks. So right now, I'm at a coin flip, because if de Blasio wants to basically realize his mistakes of his administration with the Uber mess, that's one thing. And he also is against congestion pricing, which I hear these non-cab driver, non-industry people saying, we need congestion pricing. Listen, the reason you have congestion is because the knuckleheads in City Hall and at the Taxi Commission put an additional 40,000 unnecessary Uber cars on the street. That's why you have congestion, okay? And I'm just wondering if that was a scam within the scam, in my opinion, and with all due respect, to force a revenue gouging scheme. And this congestion pricing, I had some like bike guy was on the news talking about, oh, well, the toll to go up and back and forth between 96th Street would probably be the same, like $5. Are you kidding me? $5 to go back and forth between 96th Street? No. I say what they want to do, congestion pricing, make it a day pass. All right, you want to come into the city, you get a little sticker or you get a little something, you have a day pass,
Mike,
right, and you get billed to come into the city.
Yeah. Mike, let me jump in here. Okay, there was a great article in the Daily News a couple of days ago that's now on our news page. In fact, it's the top news story on the list right now on the NYC Taxi News news page. Okay,
current just Taxi News article. I'm looking there right now.
Okay. And it was in the Daily News, Many Ways to Save the Subways, and it's written by our friend Riccio. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay. He's a friend.
And he comes up with a lot of great ideas about how to raise money for the subways. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me just open this up. Okay. And I don't know if we have time to go over the whole thing, but everybody should read this. Okay. One thing he says is they could raise money for the subways by charging a for-hire vehicle fee. He says he's proposing a $10,000 per year car or $4 per ride to have the right to pick up in downtown or midtown Manhattan area, and that would generate at least $250 million per year for the MTA. Okay, and this is his idea of what they should do with the for hire vehicles other than the yellow taxis that are already paying several millions to the MTA with the 50-cent surcharge on every trip. Okay, great. So read this article. Read this article.
Thank you for the heads up.
Okay, Many Ways to Save the Subways, written by Lucius Riccio, okay, who happens mm-hmm. to be a genius. Okay, he's a professor at Columbia, former transportation commissioner. He's been on the Taxi Dave show. You probably have heard him before, okay? And this man, Riccio, should be given the job to straighten things out, okay?
Thank you.
He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant, okay? Mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but they should get rid of this Trottenberg. All right. She should trot her way out. Okay.
Yeah. Trot her way out onto an iceberg.
Yeah. Trottenberg, start trotting. Okay.
Right.
Because you're not doing the job. You're not doing the job. Okay. You're turning your head on what's real. All right.
Right.
And we don't really know why. How's that?
Riccio's great. He's been on the show a few times, so he's very good. Listen, just as an homage to our political people here, I just want to rattle off so we don't get, slammed for, oh, you're not giving equal time. Here are the Democratic primary runners and Republicans as the people who are leading the pack in their respective parties. Real quick, let me rattle them off. First of all, obviously, Mayor de Blasio is running for re-election. He also has, for the Democratic side, Sal Albanese, Robert Ganji. So we got Sal Albanese. That's the guy I was talking about. Sal Albanese is going up against de Blasio. And withdrew was a good guy, Tony Avella. I'm sorry to hear that he withdrew. And going back to that, we also have Bo Dietl and the lady from Staten Island, Nicole Malliotakis. So I'm learning how to say her name as we speak.
Okay, you know, it's only now 2 months away till the election, over 2 months, a couple of days over, okay? And we'll find out who's going to win and who's going to lose. And You know, this election might be the most important election to the taxi industry that there ever was. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, there are some people also who declined to run for mayor, which I just want to say, and I'm hurt by this fact, is John Catsimatidis, Ray Kelly, the former police commissioner, Donald Trump Jr., and Eric Ulrich, who was a city council person. So I'm just, and also the borough president from Brooklyn. Just there were a lot of people who did not run this year, and I think they're hanging out in the tall grass waiting for the second term of de Blasio to be over. But by that time, I don't know how much of the city will be left if he gets in.
That's
but
true. Okay. Let's not panic. Let's say brighter days are ahead. Okay.
Right.
And okay. And Mike, it's been a great show. Okay. You have anything else you want to say really quick, or else we're getting off. And oh, by the way, on the Taxi Dave show tonight will be all the Mets.
There is no Taxi Dave show tonight.
Yeah. Because no all the Mets are taking up the Taxi Dave show tonight. What place are the New York Mets in? They're in no place.
I think they're one place below last place. They're like last place with a concrete block
okay.
around their leg.
So all the New York Mets will be on the
Taxi Dave show tonight.
Right, and all the New York Mets will be on the Taxi Dave show tonight. And next week the Mets won't be there, so Taxi Dave will be back. Okay.
Right. And my advice to the Mets, if they get any lower in the standings right now, maybe they can, instead of getting new players, they can just learn to speak Chinese.
Yeah, and the Yankees and the Yankees are going to fight the winner of that fight last night, right?
Oh, yeah. McGregor. McGregor ran out of gas, the crazy Irishman. I've never seen a crazy Irishman run out of gas. He ran out of gas. You don't want to run out of gas in a regular
match. Actually, what is it? Miguel Cabrera, is that his name, from the Tigers? Okay. They're going to put him in. Yeah. He's going to box for the championship. Okay. He's good.
You know,
he's
the
good
thing is with Mayweather and McGregor, it's like Mayweather and McGregor. It's like the two of them are like 5'9", 150 pounds. What happened to the big boys? Where are the heavyweights? I mean, Mayweather, it's like, they're 5'9", 150.
The heavyweights are all driving Uber cars.
Yeah.
Okay? And with that, I'm going to say thank you for tuning in to the Mike and Abe show. And, you know, we had a great show. It's been a long show. And, you know, sometimes it's long, sometimes it's short, but always on the mark and always informative. And
but it's been informative. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
It has been
okay.
Informative.
All right. So bye-bye, New York. Bye-bye, world. Bye-bye, wherever you are.
Bye-bye, world. Goodbye, cruel world. And we'll see you next week.